Candidate John Kerry is on his way to Boston, where he'll officially receive his party's nomination next week to run for President of the United States. Mr. Kerry is taking the scenic route, began his trip in Colorado yesterday, and will visit five other states before arriving in Boston on Wednesday night. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Kerry campaign calls this pre-convention trip a new freedom trail to Boston. It includes states rich in personal and national history, not to mention contested electoral votes. The first stop came yesterday in Colorado, where Kerry was born in 1943. His father, an Army Air Corps pilot, was being treated for tuberculosis at Fitzsimmons Army Hospital.
Now, I'm not one to read into things, ladies and gentlemen. But guess which wing of the hospital the maternity ward was in? Ladies and gentlemen, you got it? I'm not making this up, I promise. I was born in the West Wing.
Revisiting his birthplace gave Kerry an opening to appeal for votes in Colorado and neighboring western states.
Even though I've spent just a little time here over the course of a lifetime, I am always proud that I can claim that I have at least some roots in the West.
Colorado Republicans aren't buying it. Republican Senator Wayne Allard said yesterday that Kerry may have been born in the state, but he learned his priorities in Massachusetts. And indeed, Kerry's family moved there when he was less than 4 months old. Still, that hasn't stopped Kerry from spending 10% of his ad budget in four Rocky Mountain states.
He was born in an Army hospital in Colorado.
Kerry's been advertising in Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico, even though Al Gore carried only one of those states, New Mexico, and only by 366 votes. The Interior West is traditionally Republican territory, but Democrats believe they can make gains here as the fast-growing region becomes more urban and more Latino. Marco Nunez, who attended yesterday's rally in Denver, has been impressed by Kerry so far.
I'm excited. I think they've gotten a lot of people excited. A lot of people in the lines are here for the first time. You know, never been engaged, but I think it speaks too about the state of the union and that things are at a place where people feel strongly about getting active. So I'm one of them.
Tennessee transplant Doug Kane is also optimistic about the Democrats' chances in Colorado, though he's not sure whether the party really believes it can win here or is simply trying to force Republicans into spending more time and money in the state.
It'd be nice to see him take it. I know that the Democratic Party is really fired up this year. I'm from up in Larimer County, and we've seen participation that we've never seen before, so hopefully.
It will be an uphill battle in the Rockies. While there were lots of union T-shirts at yesterday's rally, labor has a small presence in Colorado to help get out the Democratic vote. And registered Republicans still outnumber registered Democrats here 6-5. Still, John Kerry is used to proving naysayers wrong. Later today, he'll campaign in Iowa, the scene of his come-from-behind caucus victory 6 months ago that launched Kerry on the path to accept next week's Democratic nomination. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Denver.